than all fat?
Middling is fat. No, middling is the side of the whole. And that's the same meat that we make bacon in.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Not all fat.
It's some lean, streaks of lean.
By the way, what they used to call a strip that you'd have to cut off the bacon, tough strip.
The fat bag?
And the cover. Would it be a skin or the rind or?
No, you mean that skin?
Or
he calls it that. Well, they call it skin. But they never did cut it off, you know. It cures sort of the middle and then cure it and they slice it like it is bacon and fried, you know. And use it for other purposes, boiling and. Now, when you in the packing house, they put you a little different. They get fat back. You see, well, it's great form. It's formless. Now some of them doing it now, but they take that fat back. They usually put that into law. But they didn't know nothing about no fat back. Well, they knew about fat back too. But I mean, you know, when they're killing hogs and all that.
Well, you mean what they used to use for lard is now?
Well, they use fat back. Well, it's the way you cut it, where you cut the whole
thing. I see. So that fat back is not necessarily middling.
No, not necessarily middling. It's a piece right on the back that come right down the back there, right on top of that piece of pork chop you cut out there.
Well, you mentioned
poke line, covers that poke line on his back there, you see, and the strip, you catch it, pull it off. Mm-hmm. After you cut, you see. Well, if you want to go through details of the whole killer, well, around here, as you know, we talked about putting the hogs up, keeping them up, getting good and fat, we have to get them good and fat. Well, they get ready for a hog killing, they get them wood, a lot of wood, and build them a fire, you know, and put two or three of them big iron pots, kettles, you've probably seen. Fill them full of water, make a big fire on them and start the water to boil. Get them a bath, one of these iron baths, that's what they use. And a 50-gallon, 50 or 60-gallon bath. And they would dig a hole where they could angle that barrel down in there. See, it wouldn't be flat on the ground, kind of angle. Dig it where the angle would be sitting up. The top of that barrel probably would be sitting about like that. Mm-hmm. The top part of the barrel would be angling, slanting. Mm-hmm. And after they get all that straightened out, then they would go and some of them would take maybe an axe or a sledgehammer and knock him in the head, or some would take a rifle and shoot him, you know. When they shoot him and he'd fall, they'd get out on him and take that knife and open his throat up, you know, and bleed him. Mm-hmm. And after he'd bleed him and everything, and then they'd take him and carry him on over to that barrel. They put that water in there, that hot water in there. Stick him down that barrel and turn him over, and then that's when you take the tail in and press, turn him over, and then come back, stick his head in. Turn him over and then pull him out on, have some bolts laying out right in front of us. Pull them out of the boat, probably lay it flat on the ground, and pull them right out on top of that, and take that knife, start scraping that hell.
I see.
Mm-hmm. After they get all that off of them, then they're taking gambling, take a stick,